Normally, we would send players out to different parts of Australia, but this year we've established a formal partnership with Cricket ACT, where they have agreed to take on our scholarship program and create a more holistic approach in terms of player needs and working along with the clubs on particular players that they would want to balance their sides in. This year we have six guys already in Canberra playing club cricket now. We sent four guys earlier on, two other guys joined them last week, and there's two more to come, subject to their visa and other administration issues once we sort them out.
So tell me, how have you gone about identifying the players that are going to be spending time over in Canberra? Where do they fit into Cricket PNG's development program?
Basically, the crop of players coming down to Canberra will be the guys that are on the fringe or on the development blocks of our playing structure. The reason being that the main players that are in the core group are all going to be busy with the international schedule. Barramundi's will be playing about 10 ODI matches next year, apart from playing the other I-Cup and other tour matches. They'll have a busy schedule, so our focus this time around is to keep developing the younger guys that are coming through, and also the guys that are on the fringe waiting for the opportunity to crack into the Barramundi side. There's no cricket happening in PNG Port Moresby at the moment, so it's a good chance to get this development and fringe players to maintain their growth or their development so that they are ready if any call happens to take up for Barramundi or PNG A sides.
And I gather of those that are already over in Canberra that they've been making quite an impact. I've seen several that have been scoring half centuries, taking wickets, so that's obviously an encouraging start.
Yeah, we have Kilapala, who is one of our senior Barramundi players, but he's been missing out on the opportunities with Barramundi. There are a few guys that are coming through. That's why for Kila to maintain his growth and to make sure that we have stocks of batsmen readily available to play for Barramundi, Kila's been sent a scholarship stint. And he's got a half century in his first hit. He's got another 30 runs, I think, in the last weekend's game. So he's got a good start already. Young Doragara's got a half century in his second game for his club. Young Hiri, he's got about 30 runs in his first hit for his club. So there's some good signs of guys already fitting in well and performing for their club for the rest of the season.
What's the regime like for the players in between matches? Are they getting specialist skills training and advice from the High Performance Unit in Canberra?
That is part of the agreement we have with Cricket Australia to make sure that our scholarship program has to be monitored, and the whole reason behind basing the players in ACT was that the High Performance Unit is prepared to assist the development of the boys, and they will be attending high performance sessions with the High Performance Department at Cricket ACT. So which is a big plus in our scholarship program, the experience and the quality of coaching and the support staff that will be available for these boys.
And all being well, they will return to Papua New Guinea, knocking on the door, as you say, of the A-team, if not the senior Barramundi's 11.
Correct. That's the whole purpose of making sure that these boys are playing some quality cricket, and we'll have a competitive environment to vie for Barramundi or PNGA sports, which is going to be a healthy thing for our cricket in Papua New Guinea.
That's Cricket PNG's High Performance Manager, Rarua Dekana. His opposite number in the ACT, the High Performance General Manager there, is Aidan Blizzard, and he says he's been impressed by what the visiting PNG players have to offer.
Our level of potential is quite high. We've been really impressed with, number one, their attitude towards to coming to Canberra. We've been exceptionally happy with their work ethic, and we think the sky's the limit with a number of these guys. There's a lot of natural talent there. Obviously, they're getting some quality coaching back home in PNG, but it's a great opportunity to get outside of their comfort zone, to get under some new coaches, obviously foreign environment, foreign conditions. So far, so good. We're really, really comfortable with where they're at, and we're really looking forward to working with them for the rest of the season.
Is it a tricky process getting them settled in, particularly with the clubs that they will be playing for whilst they're over there in Canberra? Because for many, this may be a first or a rare visit out of Papua New Guinea for them.
Yeah, absolutely. We've been very cautious, and we've tried to prepare as best we can on the ground in terms of upskilling our staff. We've got a number of staff that have travelled the world, and obviously not necessarily to PNG, but they've been very aware that cultural differences are quite significant. So our Cricket ACT staff have been well equipped. A lot of the clubs have naturally taken in English cricketers before. They've had cricketers from other areas, but not necessarily PNG. So we've been very lucky so far to have clubs be very grateful, number one, to have players influx into the competition, but number two, to have quality players. So naturally, it's been a pretty smooth transition. We're hoping that it stays that way. And as you mentioned, we've got six at the moment. Hopefully, we can get another couple and really make this a great opportunity for the guys and make it a meaningful partnership moving forward.
Now, as Rarua mentioned, that there's a holistic approach behind this, so it's not simply about working towards presumably playing matches over the weekend. There's hard work to be done during the week as well. So, I mean, what are the other elements in the program that these Papua New Guinea players are operating under?
Yeah, look, I love the holistic word. I think it's a go-to word in the 2000s. We've got an S&C program set up for them, so they're in with our strength and conditioning coach three times a week. Obviously, we've got skills with them, but we've also got our player development manager working closely with them. So we've got a number of partnerships around Canberra and the education sector. So naturally, coming to Australia and to the nation's capital is an eye-opener for them, but we'd really like to expose them to a couple of other things that they not necessarily would have been exposed to. So we'll get them into some language courses at some stage. The player development manager is currently assessing some opportunities to really provide them with a really meaningful experience. So that could be anywhere from cooking classes. I know a number of them have been catching public transport. So we're really keen to make sure that they're getting those experiences to not only make them better cricketers, but independent, well-rounded individuals as well, so they can go back to PNG and really knock hard on that door for the Barramundi squad.
When you see the way that cricket in Papua New Guinea has been developing overall in the last couple of years, I mean, for example, the Barramundi's currently the number one-day side in the world outside, obviously, the test-playing nations and Afghanistan and Ireland. So in the second tier, they lead at the moment. So the world would seem to be their oyster in one sense. So I'm just wondering how much more of a role Australia could play down the track. I mean, I know that Legasiaka, for example, for the Barramundi's turned out for the Prime Minister's a couple of years ago in a tour match. Could we see more of that, more of the top grade Papua New Guinea players on centre stage in Australia?
Yeah, absolutely. I've had a good chat with the CEO there, Greg Campbell, and his vision is to get some PNG boys into the Big Bash and the WBBL down the track. I feel that Australia are very supportive of the second tier nations as a general rule. And in Cricket ACT, naturally, we're almost a second-tier state system, so we can really empathise with where they're at, where they're going and what their ambitions are. So I think it's a natural partnership for us that really works, and I think that PNG, they're definitely going places. When I first caught Greg, I was very impressed, having not known too much about the nation, but this partnership and their willingness to lock in and send some of their most talented young individuals is a true credit to where they're going and where their aspirations are. So I think Cricket Australia are doing a great job with a number of nations, including PNG, and it's only going to strengthen as the game gets stronger.
An issue for a long time for cricket in Papua New Guinea has been having facilities that are up to ICC standards. That they have those now. They've played two sets of international matches with more to come next year. How close are we now, do you think, to seeing some sort of Australian representative side making the trip to Port Moresby?
That's a really good question. I'll probably leave that one to the higher Cricket Australia individuals or officials. But look, Cricket ACT have got their eyes wide open. If there's an opportunity there that we can afford to get over there, we'd be more than happy to send a team over there. But yeah, you're right. It's an ongoing challenge with a lot of nations. Obviously, there's a lot of money involved. There's a lot of politics. There's all sorts of external factors that can hamper or make it additionally challenging to get international cricket or facilities up and running. So full credit to PNG, where they're at the moment and where they've come from. I believe that they're on the right track. So I'd probably never say never there for an Australian team touring PNG. Look, it'll just be the status and how meaningful we can make a game. I think there's a lot of international cricket at the moment on the calendar, so we need to make sure that if Cricket Australia were to send a team at some stage, it'd have to be very meaningful.